The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 654.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a professional chef, writer, and artist, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jenny Dorsey. Jenny, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for having me. So as Sheena mentioned, I'm a chef. I also do a lot of writing, both, you know, essays about food and the relationship of food to emotion, as well as, you know, reported articles on the state of food today. Especially, I like to talk about cultural appropriation when it comes to food, or food as it relates to geopolitical aspects of our society. And as an artist, I like to fuse food with different other types of art forms. So most recently, I've been working on something called Asian in America, which is a dining experience that incorporates food and drink, virtual reality, spoken word, and poetry to talk about the Asian American narrative across six different topics, such as the model minority myth or the white saviorship in both food and in, you know, movies and media and substitutions and who we feel or what we feel is substitutable.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you deal with food, but then you take it to the next level, right? I mean, there's a bigger mission towards it. And you know, I think that's great because a lot of people feel like they limit themselves to so many things. But, you know, here's you know, you're a chef, you're a writer, you're an artist, and you're incorporating what you love and promoting, you know, a positive message out there. So thanks for sharing that. And Jenny, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese American. I'm technically first generation. I was born in Shanghai, but I moved to the States, New York, when I was three. So whenever I say I'm like first generation, people are like, no, you're an ABC. So I definitely am more American. And when I go back to China, people will call me American. I do speak some Mandarin, but I think I probably have like a slight American accent by now. So that's definitely part of the story and the journey that I talk through and trying to describe with my food, is that it is hard always trying to not be seen as like, oh, I only make Chinese American food or Chinese food, because I actually don't make Chinese food at all. But on one hand, always feeling like many people want to pigeonhole me into that aspect, but then also feeling kind of rejected from other Chinese Americans or other Chinese people.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Favorite self-confidence quote? Well, I have one from Gandhi. I need to actually find it. I believe it goes something like this, like, they cannot take away our self-esteem if we do not give it to them, something like that, which I think it was like one of those weird moments of realization that like I'm in control of how I feel or how other people interpret me and how I decide that how much time and energy and emotion I give to them, and nobody can tell me how to feel or what to do in those scenarios. And I think a lot of times I was always reacting instead of really feeling like I was in charge.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I think that's something we can relate to, especially as Asian women. We're so scared of what other people might think of us. And it's like, if we don't follow one way, we're considered like doing something crazy or out of the box. And that's okay, right? Because there shouldn't be just one way of living or doing things. There's so many different ways, right? And you know, you find the ways that would help you feel better and feel happy, as long as, you know, you're doing things out of good intentions and there's not a problem. So I think that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is about believing that you are completely in control and should be able to dictate how you want to live your life, and you don't have to explain or excuse or tell anyone about it. Just being able to say that this is who I am, I know myself best, and even if you take advice from others, there's nothing wrong with taking advice, but then you make your own decisions, you make your own choices, because this is the only life that you get to live and you're not living it for anyone else.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Jenny, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think I spent a lot of time just waiting for acceptance. And I won't say that I've, you know, completely crossed over to the other side and I'm so comfortable and confident now. It's definitely an ongoing process. And I very much suffer from imposter syndrome, worrying that I'm not good enough or comparing myself to other people. But I think the big shift was realizing that, you know, emotional and mental issues actually do manifest in physical ones. And for a while, I had like a long episode of issues with binge eating, because really, like, I felt so out of control. I couldn't control how people saw me. I couldn't control how people viewed me. I couldn't control how people interact with me. And so, much like people who have like anorexia issues or bulimia, it's like I started just kind of closing in on myself and needed a way to like control something of my life. And at some point I went to like a hypnotherapist for this, and you know, I was like, oh yeah, like I need to start going on these diets so I can stop this binge eating. And at some point I realized it was just a physical manifestation of all the things that I was like not consciously trying to ignore mentally, of what I needed to overcome. And what I need to do is go to like real therapy and kind of like face those issues head on and talk about them and reassess what it meant to be myself and how I wanted to live for myself for the rest of my life.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, like facing your issues, right? Because we're so afraid to face our issues, or, you know, the dark side of us or what's holding us back, because we're so afraid of like the unknown or what's going to happen, or we're afraid of what other people might think. But, you know, when we face those issues head on and realize, you know, the root of the problem, then we can find ways to solve them, right? Or make them better, which is really important, because if we don't know what we're dealing with, then how are we supposed to improve ourselves? Like what you did, instead of trying to find like a shortcut, you went deep down and realized like, this is what's bothering me and this is why I'm doing certain things, right? And then you seek help. Another thing is that as Asian women, we're so afraid to seek help, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if we can't do this on our own, this is the reason why there's, you know, support systems or resources, so that we can get that help or find the help to help us become better. And, you know, because of those realizations, what's your life been like now?
I think I've been able to simply surround myself with the right people. I think a big part, it's kind of like, and I will not say that this is like addiction, but I definitely see it replicated in when you watch, you know, any sort of like addiction documentary. It's because their whole life cycle and lifestyle is kind of like, it's like feeding into each other. Like you're already addicted to whatever it is. And you can say, you know, having bad self-esteem is vaguely like addiction, but then every other aspect of your life funnels into that. You're around the wrong people. You do bad things to your body and your mind, which is partially because you're constantly around the wrong people who are encouraging you to do wrong things. And then it just like kind of, it's a vicious cycle. So I think being able to consciously recognize that I was in a bad place, I had to actually overturn really big milestones in my life. Like I needed a new job. Like I had to quit my job and started pursuing food. I had to get rid of essentially all my friends because they were the wrong kinds of people, or at least consciously evaluate who I wanted to continue being friends with or change, you know, maybe the nature and style of our relationship. I had to like think about kind of at the time I was single, so like the kind of men that I was actually putting myself in contact with. And I think over the last couple of years, being able to realize that and starting to make the right decisions about them, I've been able to surround myself with people who support me. I'm married to a wonderful man who's very, very supportive and has been able to definitely pull me out of some of the troughs of despair that I still go through. You know, I've been able to essentially re-engineer my lifestyle in a way that works for me. I didn't want to work in a corporate office anymore, even if that was food. I have a much more freelance, kind of like a free-flowing sort of schedule now, like all of these things of realizing like who I am and kind of going for it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm glad you're able to, you know, figure out what you wanted and started making that change, right? I know for some people it's not always easy and it is a battle, and sometimes we have to work through it. But, you know, once you go on the other side or step into the other side, like it is a lot better. You have more freedom and you feel, you know, you're happy. It's not always going to be 100%, you know, happy days, but I mean, it's an up and down battle. But I mean, we have the tools and resources now to, you know, overcome them, right? So I'm really glad you're able to share that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I think, so I was actually saying this to someone else the other day. There's a really good quote from Oprah, and I think it is related because it is about kind of finding the right people. It's like, if someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And I think a lot of times, like, because I wasn't confident in myself, like I let myself be in bad relationships because someone would treat me poorly. And then I guess maybe I didn't think that I deserved to be treated better. So I would continue being around them, and then they would continue to treat you poorly. I mean, this goes for friends, this goes for boyfriends, this goes for work, people at work, like, et cetera. And I think that feeds into, again, a vicious and negative cycle on like your bad self-confidence. So yeah, like I think when people show you that they are not a good match for who you want to be and they're not going to help you, then walk away.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Of course, you can always find me. I'm most active socially on Instagram. I'm at Chef Jenny Dorsey, Jenny with a Y. And I'm also, you can find me on my main website and see my bio and all my food there. It's jennydorsey.co, not .com, so .co. Unfortunately, jennydorsey.com is taken by another Jenny Dorsey. I didn't like probably need to buy her out or something. But yeah, you can find me there and always feel free to email me, message me, and talk.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jenny, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Jenny's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Jenny today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Jenny.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.